come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 192 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're a new listener, or even an old one, 8-Bit Geek is a lot like being a college freshman. You put on that freshman 15, you try to be cool, fit in, you know, you just can't find your place. Anyways, that's pretty much us. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who put on the freshman 100.
That's super fucked up, and I'm not answering that.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, Doug.
And I'm Kevin.
I'm Kevin, and I put on the freshman 300. Get it right, Jer.
Oh,
fuck you, Kev.
Is that where I draw abs on myself and say this? Yell, this is Sparta.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
A lot has happened in between last week and this week. The Cubs have won the World Series.
Oh yeah, baby!
And
hell has frozen over.
And then we have voted a new president today.
Today, we are voting on a new president.
Yeah, we are voting today on America will have a new president announced today, tonight actually, when this releases. So a lot going on, a lot. How now, Kev? You're a big fan of those Cubby Cub Cubberoos.
Born and raised.
I heard that there were tears.
There was many tears. And if you look hard enough on Facebook, you'll see those tears. It was very emotional, man. If you're a Cubs fan and you've been a Cubs fan, there's no way you got out of that without a tear. Because, I mean, it was history in the making, man. I mean, baseball fans in general, you guys were watching the game. That had to be one of the most intense baseball game sevens I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it was the fucking worst.
It was like something out of fucking Truman Show. How fucked up, like how everything was, like they were behind, they're ahead, and now, you know, like just how everything played out, it was like a fucking script.
Yeah, it was pretty insane to say the least. And then it went to extra innings, the rain came down, like it was just oof.
Yeah,
you couldn't make that up. I mean, it was just crazy how that happened.
So that was nuts.
And then in the end, my Cubbies prevailed, man. You know what? And I held it together for the most part until they interviewed Chris Bryant. It's his second year in the majors, and he's got like league MVP. You know, he comes up there. He's like 22, 23 years old, and he's in tears. And I was like, I'm done. That's all I can do. And then I was fucking crying.
Yep.
I want to see the video.
It's on there. It's on the interwebs.
So I went to your Facebook page, but I don't see it.
I'll find it. I'll link you guys later.
Good. Okay. I'm a little. This show may reach our listeners, and it may not, because either A, there's going to be nuclear war, or the apocalypse, the zombie apocalypse is going to happen tomorrow, or option C, everything's going to be okay. I'm hoping for option C.
Yeah. What was option A and what was B? Like, all I heard was nuclear war and then C.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's normal. We can get through that. That's fine.
All three of us are fucking dying.
If The Walking Dead has taught me anything,
the fat people go first.
We will die soon.
The fat people go first.
It's true. It's not a lie. Anywho, if everybody likes what they hear and you haven't yet, you can subscribe to us and listen to us in a number of places. We have Audio Boom, which is our sponsors. They are wonderful. And they give us all of our airwaves, so we appreciate them. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, we're everywhere. So you can always subscribe to us and even review us. We like those reviews because it bumps us up, so you can do that. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, here on Twitch every Monday night, we are recording live for your laughing pleasure, and we're not trying to make you laugh. You'll just laugh at us, essentially. Entertainment, I guess. Also, we have some other shows that we put on. It's not just here us here at the 8-Bit Geek. We have a whole bunch of different shows. We have 8-Bit Legends. We have Divas Drop Kicks and Dives. We have Brainberry Tarts. And, of course, our very brand new show called 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.
And man, so, you guys fucking killed it. I was listening to that on my drive back today, and I was laughing my ass off. You guys have a good thing going. I'd make sure to check that out. It's got some great production. You guys put some heart into it. Much props to that. So, well, yeah, definitely check out 8-Bit Saga. And Caleb is hilarious in it. And Jeremy, everybody had their moment to shine, and it was fucking great.
Tell me your favorite part of the first episode.
I don't want to spoil anything, but definitely.
Okay. Okay, it was definitely that character, wasn't it? Yeah. It was that one character.
Out of nowhere. That was good. Caleb's character, fucking out of left field, the Jakus.
his fucking George W. Bush like voice is so fucking funny.
Yeah, dude. I was laughing. I mean, like, if you can't tell by my super sexy black voice, I am sick right now, and I was like, it was hard to laugh, but you guys kept fucking making me laugh.
You're sick? I thought you were cosplaying as the Ewok companion, Chub Rub.
Yes, Chub Rub. Oh, man. Go wash your fur, Chub Rub.
Oh, man.
We just
recorded another session on Saturday, and we're getting like 3 or 4 episodes out of every session we record, so you guys won't hear this until like January. But it was a fucking blast. It was so much fun. Like, this is our second session recording, and like everyone kind of knows how everyone plays now and their characters, getting to know their characters better also. Dude, it was so much fucking fun. It was so good.
It was a blast.
And I broke Jeremy again with another fucking character.
I could not stop laughing. And everybody really brought it for all these future episodes. I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're giving it a big shout out here because it's our new show, but big shout out to Doug. He's really putting in the man hours in the back end by editing. He's the one editing the show.
Awesome.
Because he put this thing together, and so yeah, big shout out to him. I don't want to give him too much credit, but and he's DMing it, and it's for his first time DMing a D&D session, right?
Yeah,
and so
first
he's
time ever.
Doing a fantastic job at it. Like, he's keeping the pace. He's getting everybody involved, making sure everybody knows the story, and it's a great narrative. So
getting a lot of curveballs thrown at me this last session, which was a lot of fun too.
Yeah, we are not your average group of people.
Like doing a perception check to see if you know Mark Kenobi.
Yep.
You rolled a one.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing. I guess you're playing with your dick.
Yeah.
That was great. So, go check it out, 8-Bit Saga. You can find it on our website. You can find it. It's on Audio Boom channel at 8-Bit. Is it underscores? I think it's just dash. 8-Bit-Saga. Yeah. Anyways, if you find the 8-Bit Geek on Audio Boom, you can find all of our other channels, and you'll see it listed there. So make sure to check all of our shows out.
Yeah.
It wasn't on Spotify yet, though.
No, it's not. It will be at some point. Don't worry.
Yeah, I checked for that first.
Thanks. I was actually going to ask if someone would, because I was like, I don't really know where we are yet.
Yeah. We have everything else except 8-Bit Saga. I think it's just because it's brand new.
Yeah. iTunes should be up and rolling around.
It was within like 4 hours of you putting it up.
Good. So, yeah, it should all be there. Also, if you'd like to, you can help us out on Patreon. At least $1 a month will get you some extra content. We have extended shows where we have a pre-show, we have a post-show. We have all the show for you there, and as little as $1 a month. All that money goes towards is, right now you see the goal up above. I know you can't see it if you're listening to this on the podcast, but we're going to a Comic-Con in 2017. We're saving money for it because we want to give away some good stuff in order to promote ourselves. We want to give away an Xbox One. We want to give away pop figures. We want to do gift bags. We want to do a lot of stuff. Also, that money goes towards doing t-shirts and other things like that. So you are more than welcome to help us out there. If not, we're still not mad. We're still giving the show away for free. So no big deal.
Yes.
And we should have, within the next few weeks, an 8-bit Xmas shirt coming out soon, hopefully. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be dope as fuck.
I gotta get my money ready. Just throw it at the monitor.
I'm pretty proud of it. Put a ton of work into it. You know what I'm saying? Just a ton of work, right, Doug?
Just hours on hours.
Just a ton of work into that. So, anyways, let's get this show fucking started. Let's get with some misconnections. Yeah. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we do ad lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Where's that Sean penis? Give me that Sean penis.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
I want the full penis.
Whoa. Oh.
That's what they all say.
What's up?
Oh, you know, just been busy. You know, because I'm very popular these days.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What are you doing these days, Sean?
Just going on a lot of dates. You know, doing cameos on other shows. Really having a blast. I'm the new host on We Talk Games. They don't know it yet, but it's gonna be me.
Well, congratulations on that, man.
Stinky let you in.
Justin Timberlake. It's gonna be me.
Well, are you still dating? Like, are you still having some love issues? What's going on this week?
Yeah, I don't know. This. I'll read you my misconnection from this week.
Okay.
This is a long one, so buckle up, buckaroos. Oh shit, I forgot Keith was in the chat. What's up, dude? Hey, it's my future co-host buddy.
I take it Stinky hasn't talked to you yet, has he, Keith?
Oh boy. This is gonna be awkward. So who are you replacing?
All of them.
Oh, okay, it's just gonna be
including
you.
Keith?
No, Keith, I'll keep him around. He's cool. He's hanging out with us tonight, so fuck the other guys.
Wiggly's planning to take over the world right now. He's doing some things behind the scenes.
All right, so this goes out to the fine honey I saw at the Albertsons checkout line. You and your friend.
Oh, so you're going for two?
Might as well, dude.
All right, let's see.
50-50 chance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll strike out with one, but there's always the rebound, right? Ooh. That's how that works. Sports metaphors.
Okay.
All right. This is at the corner of Flamingo and Maryland. Maryland. Last night around 8 p.m., Albertsons Flamingo, Maryland, you were with a friend. She was wearing a lacy-type yoga pants with a very nice curvy ass. She went off to grab more adult beverages to go with the vodka and cranberry juice you already hands on the conveyor belt.
You are very...
You got me staring at your friend's ass as she walked away, and you smile and jokingly said, "She dresses slutty, but she's not as fun as me."
Oh, shit.
I smiled and kind of did a tongue roll, and you gave me a very hot smile.
You did a tongue roll? How's that go?
Yeah, like a... What? Oh, God. Oh,
my God. It's a good thing the audio listeners can't see that.
But they will enjoy it just as much as we did with that.
Might be worse.
I thought it was just playful teasing and headed to my car with the item in hand. As I got to my car, I realized I'd forgot to hit the ATM and make a deposit, and we passed each other as I walked away from my car. When I got to the ATM, I looked out and saw you putting a note on my windshield. I wanted to come out and read it while you were still there, and the doors by the ATM were locked and blocked by the time I got outside. You and your friend had driven off. I love the note, and I'm absolutely ready. Only problem is, while the words you wrote were still very clean. What?
What? They were like, so they weren't swearing in the note?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Here, sorry, I had to read ahead just to make sure this made sense. And this is what the note said. I'd really like to use that tongue. Give me a call. But the rain had caused your phone number to be totally messed up. If you see this, please send me the number again. I would love to have you lean back, receive and enjoy a sample of his gifted and giving tongue. Again, for those watching and listening, it was a little like this. It's been way too long since this tongue tasted a mature woman like yourself.
Oh, God.
Only lucky I've had in the last couple months was a freshman rebel girl down the road who had some stepdaddy issues and wanted a licking.
What the
young fuck? Ones are fun, but seems to want to stop after they come once. I'm sure an experienced hottie like you will a good cowgirl and ride that tongue till it done. It is very long lasting.
Can we hashtag that? Ride that tongue till it done.
Send me the number, baby, and make sure it's you. Tell me the one item I had on the conveyor belt that I said you would have more fun drinking your beverage than mine. You would have, okay. This tongue is ready, day or night. Yours truly, Champagne.
Oh, you just had to get one more in.
And that's what she said.
Oh, well played.
Shit, that was good. A mature woman like yourself.
Do I have a... Oh, sorry, I'm looking at the chat. Rand says, Doug has a crazy long tongue. Do I?
Let's see that tongue. Hashtag let's see that tongue.
No, he's got a small face, that's all.
Yeah. It's a pinhole. Mine's a wide tongue. It's not a... I don't have a long tongue. It's just a wide, fat tongue.
Yeah, I got a stupid, chubby tongue.
Sorry. I just thought about what this is going to sound like.
This is going to be horrible. This is the one that... This is the straw that breaks sound viewers' back. God, I need
Okay. So my turn. Kevin's not going to read one this week because Kevin's voice is just not that good.
Velvet's taking the week off.
Velvet's taking the week off. But you know who's taking his place?
Oh, no. Did you do two-factor authentication on your door and windows?
Yeah. Oh, no. Marky is off filming a movie this week.
Oh, you said his name once. Don't say it two more times. He will find a way.
The Claw. Dr. Claw.
Oh,
okay.
Dr. Claw will be taking this one. It's kind of long, so I hope that my voice doesn't get damaged here. Here we go.
The one that wants to be worshipped.
Oh, my
male
ears.
Male for woman. Riverside and Inland Empire. Like the title says. I want to worship some pussy and ass.
Kevin,
you okay, Kev?
I was drinking water with that. Oh, God.
I am very real and serious. I don't need anything in return. No oral or sex. I just want to lay you back and relax while my lips and talk. While my lips and tongue do all of the work.
And just realize that it's
going
another
on tonight.
Theme.
Yeah. A lot of tongue stuff happening.
Just enjoy yourself while I please you. I'll completely worship your pussy. And ass until your juices are all over my mouth until you can't take it anymore. Not picky. Only requirement is that you're STD-free and shaven. Please reply with the message header, "I want to be worshipped." Serious replies only. Not in a rush. We'll host and meet up for a comfortable turtle with each other. I'm 29, Hispanic, 5'11", 167 pounds. We'll provide a picture upon contact. Ooh. One other requirement. You must not know Inspector Gadget.
You just gave away your identity.
Yeah. Like, we'll provide a picture upon contact, and it's literally just the back of a chair and a metal hand.
Yeah, petting a cat.
Oh, jeez.
So sorry, everybody.
Claw took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah. He's a dirty boy.
Yeah, he's real dirty. Yeah, he said, Caleb in the chat says, weirdest boner. Mm. Yeah. And then Dr. Claw or Sultry Cookie Monster. All three of us went to go see Doctor Strange this week, right?
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I thought it was really cool. Visually, it was really cool. Like, a lot of effects and stuff like that, and, you know.
I think we'll be spoiler-free here. I think with introducing magic, it really refreshed what was going on with Marvel.
Yeah.
The only downside is, once again, I wish that their stories would be more compartmentalized. I know that Phase 3 is all about the Infinity Stones and all that mess, but at the same time, I just want to see a smaller movie, kind of like how Iron Man did it, where the whole world wasn't in peril and gonna be destroyed again. Because it's like, that's every single fucking movie now.
Well, I mean, basically they started the wheels on it, so I don't know. And they've done what, 5 of the 6 so far of the Infinity Stones?
I don't even know. I think
there's like one left. I think there's one left that they haven't announced yet. So who knows where that's going to show up.
But I thought it was a fantastic film. I think everybody should go
Guardians.
See it.
No, they already did one in Guardians.
They already got one. Yeah, they already
Guardians was one. Guardians was one. Then we had Thor.
Thor for Tesseract.
Thor had one. And then the Avengers had one. Thor,
Thor
Avengers.
And the Avengers, I thought, was the same one.
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was.
Because it was the Tesseract, and how Loki got it on his gauntlet.
Okay, so there was Thor.
Staff.
There was... Who else?
Vision. Vision has one inside
Vision
his head.
Vision has one inside of his head. And then there is the one that in Doctor Strange. And then Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's 4.
There's one we're missing.
There're 5 or 6. There's 5. Right?
There's one for each finger, right?
No, there's 6 of them there. I think it's like each knuckle, and then like in the middle, I believe, like on the middle of the wrist or something like that.
Well, let's just Google this. Let's just Google this.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah,
I did like some of the callbacks to the other movies, such as there's a scene where he's going over possible cases that he could work on. And one of them is an Air Force pilot who was in some test gear that took a long fall and his spine is damaged. And he was like, "Meh, too easy."
Yeah, like, I heard that. I was like, that's your first cameo.
Yeah.
There was, so Thor, Captain America, so there's 6. Thor, Captain America, First Avenger had one.
Ah, okay.
The Avengers, Thor Dark World will have one. Winter Soldier had one. Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers Age of Ultron, Civil War, Doctor Strange. So those all featured in Infinity Stone somewhere in the film.
Yeah, and it was like I said, it has one on each knuckle and then one on the top of the wrist. So. That's because you see a picture of Thanos holding it. And like you are with the glove on.
Yeah. Wait, which one was in Dark World?
Let's see.
I don't even remember that in the movie.
I am looking for it right now. It says here it was given to the collector, The Aether yeah. is given to the Collector in Dark World.
Oh, that's when the Collector first shows up. When we first see him. Yeah. And then he shows up again in Guardians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
And they get it from him in Guardians. They don't get it from him.
No, he opens the orb and that causes that huge explosion from that one. Then yeah. Rosen.
Oh, yeah. Winter Soldier, there was the Chitauri Scepter. Sorry. And then.
That's strange.
The one in Vision.
In Thor's Vision, there's only four on the fist of what's his face?
Thanos?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see a picture of Thanos and he's got five. I see six altogether.
Is it like concept art or?
No, it's from the actual movie. From the end credits of what was it, Age of Ultron, when they showed him putting on the glove and he's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Because this came out before that, so this could have just been like, we'll just throw something together.
Yeah.
So we're almost there.
At least in the Marvel movie universe, there's six, so I don't know. There's the Soul Gem, Time Gem, Power Gem, Reality, and Mind Gem, and then Space Gem.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see what happens, but... This was definitely one of those things where you're just like one of those movies that kind of takes you back. It's just like Doug said. Doug kind of likened it to Guardians of the Galaxy and how good it was. And so it definitely will probably hit my top five for the year, which isn't hard to do because this year's cinema really fucking sucked.
I think I gotta remember Civil War came out this year too.
Yeah,
Civil War was good.
Star Wars is going to be coming out as well, and we have the new Harry Potter movie. Well, you might as well say it's a Harry Potter movie, but
yeah, Fantastic Beasts, which is like next week, which I can't fucking wait for that. And then Star Wars, like those, I can tell you that these three movies are going to be in my top five for sure. Probably. And then I got to figure out what else is on there, like maybe Suicide Squad. I liked it, but I don't know if it was top.
I don't think it's top five for me. I don't think it's top five.
It was better than people were saying it would be, but it's definitely, I don't know. It depends.
That's kind of how I feel about Batman vs. Superman, too. It was like, there was parts about it that I really fucking liked, but overall, it was just kind of,
I think we're going to see, I think we might see this year. I mean,
that came out this year.
Yeah.
What did?
Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. Did it?
Yeah, Deadpool was this year.
Really?
February. Fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, so number two.
That's going to be probably in the top three.
Yeah,
for sure.
Number two. I'm going to go ahead and say that Star Wars is going to be number one, unless it just really fucking sucks. But even then, when we record our wrap-up show at like the end of December, I'm still going to think that movie was awesome, and it'll take me about a year to be like, no, that movie was garbage. So right now, already saying it, number one, Star Wars.
So
number two, Deadpool.
Number two, Deadpool.
Number three, Doctor Strange. Number four, Harry Potter. Number five.
I think Harry Potter's gonna beat Strange.
I don't know.
I think the early reviews are saying that it's just delightful.
So Keith in chat from We Talk Games. Hey, how's it going? He was saying his movie of the year is probably Kubo and the Two Strings. Jeremy, you saw that, right?
No, I went to go see it. We went into the theater, and then I got sick after I bought the tickets. I didn't feel sick. If I'm going to be perfectly honest here, I had to run home because my stomach wasn't going to hold the stuff that was inside of it.
You don't poop in public?
This was past pooping in public. I was unleashing hell.
Hey, man, that's even better. Do it at somebody else's house.
Yeah, exactly. That's the absolute best.
No.
Yeah,
No. This was like every 5 minutes, get up and run to the bathroom. So it just wasn't going to work out. I felt it.
So you were sick then? Like,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So I was vomiting out of my butthole. So I didn't go see that, but I really wanted to. It looked like a fantastic movie. But
yeah, I'm going to have to check that out once it comes out on Blu-ray.
So there is some talk in the Hollywood, and this is completely rumor right now, but I don't care because I don't believe it. They're saying that Ben Affleck's movie script is a mess and that Warner Brothers doesn't care. And Bret Easton Ellis is saying this. He's with The Ringer. And
that movie with Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah. But
I don't think he has room to talk.
I don't know. There's a lot of back and forth going on about this. And then, you know, some people are saying not true, blah, blah, blah. And like a rumor, I just don't. The reason why I don't believe this, and this was a big story this week because it just kept getting republished and posted everywhere, is the fact that Ben Affleck's films that he's directed have all been pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Like,
has he worked on the script, though?
Yeah, he's written a lot of scripts, directed them. This is the man who won the fucking
Oscar
for Good Will Hunting. So he knows how to write a fucking movie. And he is, if you ever listen to Kevin Smith, Ben Affleck is a huge Batman fan. He even has a little Batcave in his basement. So he's taking it serious, so I don't believe what this guy's saying at all.
Well, maybe this guy's just a piece of shit, and he doesn't like, Batman could fly.
Batman's going to get flight in this film and heat vision.
Right. So he probably just doesn't know about Batman enough. Who knows? We'll find out. I mean, it's all probably – it's publicity, which is no such thing as bad publicity.
There's not. And so, oh, yeah, and he also won for Argo. Thank you. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get a live-action Voltron movie. Yes!
Bullshit.
Yes! It's in the works right now at Universal, and X-Men screenwriter David Hayter is working on it.
That's awesome. Not only X-Men Street Fighter or X-Men writer, X-Men Street Fighter.
Screenwriter.
X-Men screenwriter. Also, the voice of Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid series, and also did a cameo intro for our show.
That's right.
Is that the same guy?
It's the same guy.
He's the screenwriter for X-Men, X-Men 2, Watchmen, but he also did the Scorpion King.
Oh. Well,
let's not do that again. So I never thought that we would get a Voltron movie, and that's just because it's always just been lurking around dead. You know, it was supposed to go on and it didn't, and then, you know, so now it's back on again. But I think a big reason why is that we have Saban's Power Rangers coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so I think that helps it quite a bit. I don't know if you guys were a big Voltron fan as a kid, but I was. I was a huge Voltron kid. I couldn't afford the toys, but one of my best friends had it, and so every time I go over his house, I wouldn't play with him. I would just play with the Voltron toy, and I'd stomp it around. Voltron. I actually want a Voltron.
Like, he's my best friend. I don't know his name, but he's cool.
I don't know his name. He's cool though. He lets me play with his toys. Excuse me.
Go on.
So, Caleb's a huge Voltron fan. Let's hook up. Let's get Voltron toys and play together. There's also,
go on.
Huh?
Are you coming on to Caleb? Oh, not the tongue again.
don't let us kiss. Do it, Kevin. Do it.
Oh, God.
It sounded like a bear.
It sounded like you were starting up an old car.
Go Cubs.
like you turned the crank to get the engine going, and it kicked on.
Oh, you definitely turned a crank.
Let's see. We're going to get we're going to get a Furby movie, because why?
I think what they should have done is maybe wait on the news for the Furby movie to kind of see how the Trolls movie did, which if we scroll up in its first week, it made 46 million. No, you're right. Okay, they should make it.
Yeah, see, is that...
But that's not fair. That's a kid movie, and it's got Justin Timberlake in it. Like, duh.
Well, this one's probably going to have Justin Timberlake in it as well, and then there'll be a crossover movie where the Trolls have to get the Furbies, and the Furbies then get the Trolls, and then there's a big orgy.
There's always a big orgy.
At the end of every Furby movie. Mm-hmm. Mm. Have you seen the new toys with the freaky eyes?
Yeah, they're digitalized. They're
like
really
LED creepy, like kill you eyes. If we're going to make a horror film, we should use the new Furbies.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real low budget Furby killer movie. You guys want to star in that?
No, well, I mean, as long as I die in it, that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, we'll make sure you're the first one to go.
By Furby.
Yeah, you need to contact our friends over at Movie Films and pitch that to them.
Yeah.
Films, is that right? Movie Films?
Movie Watcher Films? Film Watcher?
Kev, these are your fucking friends.
Yeah, Movie Films.
Thank you.
Kev, are you zoned out? What is happening?
Dayquil. Go Cubs.
Oh, my God. So we don't have Deadpool anymore. We do, but it's not going to be the same because the director, Tim Miller, walked away from the project. We reported this last week because he was having a bitch fit with Ryan Reynolds over how big the movie is going to be and whose dick is bigger. We learned while watching the first Deadpool that Ryan Reynolds has a giant cock. So, do you remember that? You remember that fight scene where he was naked?
Yeah, he's naked. The naked fight scene. Jesus. It was just like, oh, when did he grow a third leg as part of his mutant? Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was part of his mutation.
Kevin, you didn't see that? Like, it was clearly right in front of your face.
I wasn't going out of my way to see his wiener.
We didn't need to because it was an elephant trunk. Just
like what?
So. But now Tim Miller's moved on and he's got himself a A-list production. He is about to where this is an exclusive. He's gonna do the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yeah, that's
not exclusive, but
it's exclusive to whoever's hasn't heard it before. So
and what's really interesting is that the studio, Blur Studios, that they've teamed up with to make this movie, you may recognize some of their work currently because they've done commercials, like live action CG commercials sort of stuff for Titanfall 2, Doom, Dishonored 2, and Mafia.
Well, then I'm fully in. Fuck it.
not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Not great.
I mean, how much directing do you do on a CG film? Like, how hard is that, do you think, to do?
Depends on who you are.
Like, I guess
if you're Steven Spielberg, you create new technology that they
draw better.
You need to watch The Adventures of Tintin. They made this new technology where they would animate these studios in like 3D space, and they gave him what looked like a giant fucking controller with a monitor in the center of it,
yeah.
And he would move and direct the cameras around the scene they had already animated, so he could get that natural camera movement feel in his movie.
Are you serious?
Great. Yeah, it's dope as fuck.
Wow.
So if you're Steven Spielberg, you do a lot to direct a CG movie. If you're Tim Miller, you probably don't do that.
I
think, though, what they need to do is that I feel like going to Sonic was a bad decision. What I feel is that maybe he switch over to the DC team and he goes and directs Flash. I think he would
have been
really
awesome.
Fun Flash movie, since the Flash director has dropped out, which is such a fucking bummer, because the last director they had was the one that he directed Dope, mm-hmm. right?
And Dope, like, was perfect. Dope. Great. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I know, because I saw it in the theaters and I was like, guys, you have to see this movie.
The second it hit Netflix, right?
Oh, okay. So, wasn't it awesome?
It was a great movie.
It was like, it was almost like a New Generations Friday.
So I was really pumped for it because, one, it brings a black director to the DC like movie making universe, and like I just feel like that would have brought a really cool like feel to a Flash movie. Mm-hmm. It was like the one thing about the Flash movie I was excited about was the director, and now that he's gone, it's like, well, who else do you find? Because Seth Graham Smith was attached before that, and I like him also, and so it's like, well, now what? So that would have been my choice. I would have grabbed Tim Miller instant before he
yeah, I wonder why he signed on for
Sonic movie.
Why would you sign on for Sonic the Hedgehog when your first movie, do you think this is a play it safe move? Because there's so many expectations on his shoulders or something, or
it's not going to a CG live action sort of hybrid Sonic movie is not the safe move. That's a guaranteed flop. Mm-hmm. It's gonna suck. It'll make money, a little bit of money because of the kids, but this will be a movie. I guarantee you, they're not going to know when to market or how to market it. They're not going to know when to release it. And it's going to get like
an April like second release, you know, like right when nothing is coming out. Like, it's too early for summer, it's too late for winter. So
it'll be in the back end of January where they just throw all the shit movies.
Yeah, it's gonna be garbage.
Mm-hmm. Garbage.
Yeah. It undeniably, like, because, and like, Caleb mentions in the chat, he's like, I don't get what the hell a live action Sonic movie is supposed to accomplish. Agreed.
Seeing that the Sonic brand has not been well since the Sega Genesis days, I don't, like, they don't even have a successful video game since then, so I don't see this being a huge pull. Like, if it was,
like, Sonic on the Dreamcast is pretty good.
Stop it.
Sonic Adventures 2.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I think that was a good game.
Okay, Kevin, that's still 15 years ago.
16, 17. It came out $9.99.
Now, if you had a Mario movie, that shit would fucking slay because he's still ultra popular. But Sonic,
well, and in a Mario movie, if you've just followed the general storyline of Mario, right? Everything's going great. Mm-hmm. Princess gets kidnapped. He goes on this epic adventure to save her,
the
and
princess.
You set up the world, like the levels look in a way. You know, maybe not like obviously the two dimensions of it, but just like that aesthetic of the movie. You've got your fucking movie made. It's fucking simple. Point A to point B and mm-hmm. all the adventures in between and all the different worlds you have to travel through. Perfect. Sonic, don't... No, it's not there. Don't give a shit.
But Sonic wants to go fast.
Kev.
Do you think there'll be a...
Kevin. Let's get a Sonic Talladega Nights crossover going.
Doug, I can't ask you this question. It has to just be me and Kevin on this one. Kev, do you think there'll be a Fast and Furious / Sonic crossover film?
I mean, there's probably already Fast and Furious Sonic fan fiction, like where like Vin Diesel and Sonic like get it on.
Let's move on. That's not what I was going for. Let's move on.
All right.
Do do do.
Okay, so I have a question. Has Modern Warfare, has Call of Duty, is it burning out?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it is down.
It's been burned out.
So it is down almost 50% sales, and it just got released from Black Ops 3. Also, on Steam, there's only an active community of about 15,000 people playing it. Hmm. And tractor farming.
Trailer.
Tractor trailer farming simulator has more people than Call of
Duty.
Farm
Simulator 17.
Yeah, that one. And then there was they also fucked up too, because the Windows version of Infinity Warfare isn't compatible with the Steam version, and they've been forced to give people their money back because nobody's playing on the Windows version.
Why would anybody buy it on Windows?
Exactly.
That's like if your grandma gets it for you or something like that.
Well, grandma must have got it for a few people because Windows is issuing refunds.
So. Yeah, I'm downloading it right now. I want a free copy for PS4, so
it did
so
not,
I don't feel so bad about it.
If it sucks,
I can just delete it.
It did not do so well in the reviews department. It's got like mid-70s to lower 80s. And
which is actually pretty good for a game. I don't know why people are like 99 or bust.
Well, it's not that. It's just that Call of Duty has always set the standard. I think it's one of those, it always is. It's when you're talking about first-person shooters, it sets the bar. And it set the bar for so long that now that it's like poof, that people are kind of like, eh.
There's no innovation, though. I mean, we've talked about this before.
They're pulling Madden.
It's the Madden of first-person shooters.
Yeah, I know.
And they keep it safe instead of really going out of their way to try something new. All the while, Battlefield 1 came out, Titanfall came out, and you couldn't stop talking about Titanfall.
Oh no, I could not. And I think the evidence is there. Battlefield 1, EA came out and said that it has sold four times the amount that Battlefield 4 did.
Yeah.
And so that is a hell of a seller. Fallout 2 had a slow start. It still is probably still a slow start. It didn't sell so well because I think people were weary about it. But then the reviews came out, and then if you look online at anywhere like Reddit or any, like, everybody's talking about this fucking game. I just finished it today, and it will go down as one of my favorite. It'll reach my top three probably of 2016 for.
Hold on. I'm not having a stroke. Did you say Fallout 2?
Did I say no? Yep. Can't okay. help you. Can't help you there.
I'm
until
just making
we...
sure because I was like that game came out like 15, 17
Titanfall
years ago.
2. I just beat Titanfall 2 today. There and it'll go down in my top three probably favorite games of 2016. Like, Doug saw some of that story. Some of our listeners and viewers saw some of that. And my jaw hit the floor every fucking 5 seconds. Like, it was pretty sick.
I heard people are comparing it to Doom single player. They were saying, like, it's a good story. I think Doom was just a little bit longer.
This story was phenomenal. Like, and then the structure, like all the set pieces, everything, it turned out to be such a surprise for me. Like, when I first played the first level, I was like, oh, okay, well, I mean, you know, it's a first person shooter, but then shit turned on its head after the first level, because the first level is just getting you acclimated to your Titan and everything. Whew. Wow, it brings you along for a ride, and it is a lot of fun. I recommend it to anybody. It's worth it. Even if you don't like multiplayer, you'll still get a fun 10-hour campaign out of it. It's really good. Wait for it on sale or something like that. But
yeah, I'm thinking about waiting until Black Friday, because EA always, they're notorious for dropping their games on Black Friday. So I'm thinking about picking that up. I still got to get Mirror's Edge. I'll play Battlefield 1 if it's cheap, but mm-hmm. I'm definitely looking at Titanfall 2 because I thought the beta was fantastic. So
Ryan, I got Ryan to, Ryan is going to buy it, he said.
Nice.
He watched some of it. He watched some of it, and then he was like, "Yeah, gonna have to play this."
Yeah, I was like, "Agreed." And then he was like, "I'm probably gonna get after Christmas," and I was like, "Yeah, probably. I'll probably wait till it drops down in price." But it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I had Doug watch this one scene, which I've now played it through three times, showing different people, because it's one of those scenes where I was telling Doug that it is one of those things where I'll remember like forever in gaming. Like, it's one of those moments where you just like, fuck. And it was spectacular. Even Doug was just like, whoa. I could see him.
So it's the Modern Warfare 2 airport scene?
No, it's not meant to stir you like into
it. No, but I mean, obviously you remember that one, because that was a very memorable scene.
But that was memorable for a different reason. That was memorable because you were killing people in a mass murdering, you know, kind of way. This was just like, it was a beautiful moment in gaming, like just absolutely stunning. And I won't ruin it for you. I want you to play through it. If you ever play it, you'll see it. But it is mind-blowing. So
good to know, man. Good to know.
Blizzard is okay. So BlizzCon happened also this week. I forgot to mention that. So that's another big thing that happened.
Ants went,
and I know she didn't disappoint. I know she didn't fucking disappoint.
I don't know what that means.
What are you talking about?
I asked her to buy me something. I said, get me a gift.
And with
Ants,
that,
did you buy me a gift?
Ants, did you get me a gift?
Because.
Ants was in the same. Me and Ants were in the same city for like an hour. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, they announced a couple things. They announced that they are recreating the original Diablo in Diablo 3.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. That's a nice thing for them. They didn't have to do something like that, but they did. And I think that they almost have. It's 16 levels, so they've got 16 levels deep. Features the original four main bosses, and I think they are releasing it here pretty soon. I think that they said, yeah, the anniversary patch hits the public test realm next week, so you're gonna get it here really quick. So if you're a fan of that, then you can go back and play that. I know Ants and her fiance are big fans of Diablo, so they'll probably get that.
She said, yeah. I got some gifts, and I asked, for whom?
Also, one thing we're not mentioning on here, Overwatch, a new character we have to play, Sombra, just came out.
Yeah, the hacker.
The hacker.
Yeah, she's gonna hack your face.
What does she do?
She hacks.
Oh my god, I get it.
That's gonna be just the answer forever.
She DDoSes the game, so
yeah, she blue screens you to death.
That would be a crazy power to have in a game. To literally be like, "And you're done," and like the game's like, "No, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. We lost.
Yeah, yeah. Like you've got to restart your computer."
I would love it if one of her. Okay, I'm gonna give them another idea that they're gonna run with probably. What they need to do is her special ability is to cause those pop-ups on other players' screens where it says, you have a virus, click here to remove.
Oh, God.
And it stays there and blocks your vision for about five seconds.
That's some Mario Kart shit right there.
It'd be awesome.
Fucking Squid Ink.
You'd be like, fuck, get off of it. Get off of it. So, and they also announced, though, along with the new character, they are building a professional sports league for Overwatch called mm-hmm. Overwatch League.
Oh, I can't wait to join that.
Yeah, no. I can't wait.
Can't wait to get mass slaughtered in it.
They said that.
Speak for yourself, Kev.
Yeah, we're great at that
game.
We're
elite.
Right? Bullshit. We played it. I remember when we played it a month ago. We were beating everybody.
Yeah, we were being garbage.
We were playing with Windress. Like, man, we had to carry her ass through the game.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. She was bench pressing all of us.
Is it tea time?
That was my cup just let me know it was tea time. It's like, yo, I'm empty. I'm sorry.
So it says here in the article that Blizzard is looking to create the NFL or NBA of Overwatch esports. Teams will be based around major cities and fostering regional fans or player bases. And so, holy shit, that's kind of crazy, though. We're building a league that's accessible to players and fans, sustainable and exciting for everyone. That's kind of crazy. Like, if your city had an esports team like that, I think we talked about that in the past, where that's kind of how esports would have to be set up in order for a lot of people to jump on board. But that'd be kind of nuts to be like, hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to go to the Overwatch game? And like go down to the local, I don't know, 4,000.
No, they'd never leave.
4,000 seat stadium and watch it.
I could do that. Like, Overwatch is a game I can watch people play. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of those. There's like when people do like Dota and stuff. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
yeah. When they did that Dota Grand Championship, I was like, it was done in a sports arena. And
the one in Seattle or whatever.
Yeah, it had like 40,000 fans in the seats. But then when you look down on the floor, there's these two giant blocked off areas, and then just computer seats behind it. And then I was just like, I was like, huh, all right, okay, I guess this is it. And then they just had the screen at the top that you watched, and I was just like, they have, like, for me, as I as a casual watcher of gaming, you would have to capture me and like do something entertaining, like throw the fucking stats in the middle between them on the floor, have different camera angles, and like, I don't know, it just wasn't that dramatic. I was just like, huh. But maybe it's just not my game as well.
Depends on the announcers too. Some of the announcers can get really into it, and they can get you.
That's
they can
true.
Pull you in.
Yeah, I know someone who went, and they had a fucking blast.
Really?
Yeah. They stayed with Brutal Moose when they were there.
Huh.
Nice.
See, I guess it's all what you're into as well. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's that game I'm just not into, but I definitely could watch Overwatch. I'd go to see that, like a tournament.
This year at Comic Palooza, I don't think they're playing Overwatch. What game were they playing?
Yeah, they were playing Overwatch. That's what we sat down.
We walked around and then we were like, hold on.
You're talking about on the third floor or whatever?
Yeah, on the third floor.
Like, real quick. I want to play this real quick.
Yeah.
I saw Heroes of the Storm.
Because I feel like it had like, just come out not too long before that. Right?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about like, yeah, see, look at them. They're using so-and-so. Or like, oh, fucking Junkrat, piece of shit. Like, always just going in and blowing everyone up. But like, yeah, I remember we stopped what we were doing and sat down.
Yeah. I think it's easier to follow along with that game. Ants is saying in the chat, she's like, I don't know. People were screaming for Heroes of the Storm, and I was just like, I have no idea what's going on. And that's kind of the case,
that's
right?
It's the
just
MOBA, yeah.
And that's the thing. It's just like they kind of run around and then they kill some shit, and then it's just like, all right, well, you took a tower. You took that tower. I don't. Okay. All right. Cool. Different lane now.
Oh shit! I got an email today. I think it was today. Today or yesterday, and it was a beta for. Gwent? Was it Gwent? What the fuck was that game called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice. That's from Witcher.
Gwent,
yeah.
From Witcher.
Yeah, the Witcher 3 card game.
Mm-hmm.
I had so much fun with that in the actual game. And so I signed up for the beta when they announced it at like E3.
And you got it.
Awesome.
And I guess I got in, yeah.
Did
shit,
you,
I totally forgot about
download
that.
Download it?
I'm going to check my email right now, Jer.
No, wait until after the show. We got a thing to do.
Well, I can do both. I've been
You're not very good at talking
to other people the whole night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm still invested.
Prove it.
Overwatch. Oh, shit.
Damn it. You got me. You fucking got me. Damn it. And then last week we reported that Mafia 3 didn't sell well. And those words are being eaten right now because 2K has released the numbers and they said that it's the fastest selling game ever for Take-Two. I mean, for 2K. Yeah. It sold 4.5 million units, but that's shipped to retail, but they still say it's the fastest selling game that they've ever had.
Yeah,
but 4.5 million units is fucking huge.
I still have to play some more of that. It's a great game. It just came out with so many other games out right now. And yeah. Watch Dogs is like next week as well.
I know Watch Dogs. I really want to get that
one.
Are
you kidding me? Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. And also for speaking of Watch Dogs, if you are a Twitch Prime user, there's a Watch Dogs 2 Twitch Prime pack that you get the code for just
right
for
now?
Being a Prime member. Yep. It's if you look on the side where it says free with Prime.
Ooh. So it's a new month that we get. Yeah, there it is.
What are we getting?
So, in-game content.
Yeah.
You get the Twitch hoodie that you always wanted, Doug.
Yeah, Twitch hoodie, XP boost, and two customization packs with outfits and skins for vehicles, weapons, and drones.
Oh, shit.
If you're a Twitch Prime member and you're getting Watch Dogs 2.
And then, of course, Dishonored 2 comes out Friday, whatever.
Yeah, Dishonored, that looks amazing.
But Watch Dogs 2, it looks great. I want to get that one, but my time is going to be filled because... If you guys, you know, you got to remember this Wednesday, Planet Coaster comes out.
Oh, snap.
And I'm going to be building my fucking Disneyland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to crash some shit.
Innuendo for something?
No, I was just going to play it and stream it.
I get emails every week from Steam that's like, hey, a game on your wish list is on sale, and it's that game.
You should buy it. Yeah. It's been on sale because they've been running the beta thing where if you purchase now, you can play on the 9th all the way through to the 14th when it releases. So that's why I got it. I can't wait. I'm really excited. I know it's not a very popular thing nowadays, but I love those little sim games for roller coasters.
They look awesome.
That's the game that got me into PC gaming. You know, my friend, I think I told this story before, but my friend was... I went over to his house. I just met him, and I'm like, "Hey, man, what's up?" And he's like, "Hey, you know, I'm just playing this game right here." And I was like, "Oh, what are you playing?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm playing System Shock." And I was like, "Oh shit, okay, that looks cool." And then I was like, "What's that? What's that game?" It was on his desktop, and then he pulls it up, and it is Roller Coaster Tycoon. I think the first one or two, either one. And then he was like, "Hey, we're gonna hang out here." I was like, "Oh, cool, 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 cool." And then I stayed in his bedroom the whole time playing that game. So I have some love for it.
That's out this week?
That's out on the 9th, Wednesday.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't have money for it.
I know.
I pay till Thursday.
So that's the end of our show, but I know it's not very popular right now. But if you're listening to this and it's early in the day, make sure you go out and vote. We just want to put that out there. It's important. I know it's not. Nobody likes to talk about it. We won't get into it, but it's important to do it. So we thought we'd just say go out and vote.
It's your civic duty.
Yeah. So I'm Jeremy,
and I'm Doug.
I'm sick. Kevin.
Nothing new. Oh. Got that chlamyd. Let's thank our Patreon users.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second to get that pulled up real quick.
Okay. I'll give you a second. We'll talk about something else. Taco Tuesday when this releases. Taco Tuesday.
Oh shit. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Somebody in the vote said vote or link and then vote or die.
Damn.
Jared has a habit of using his friends for toys and games. Has a habit of using his friends?
Did someone buy you a game?
No, I think she's talking about the computer thing, but Rain, you don't know me long enough to make that judgment.
All right. Our Patreon producers are, and we would like to thank with our utmost sincerity, because we love you guys. You guys help us make the show possible. Ed and Ryan and Ants and Ryan. Nick and Rain and that's it. Well, I mean, there's us. We also pay for it because
hey, thanks me
so much.
Thanks Doug. Thanks Kevin.
Thanks me.
Self high five.
Yep. And for everyone else that does support us, thank you so much. Again, we can't do it without you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Thanks.
We love you so much.
Thanks to all the regular listeners, because without you, Kevin would leave us, and then Doug wouldn't care anymore. And love, hugs, and all that shit.